Hello and welcome to the Healing Sanctuary. Today I want to share with you two phrases that work together to get you unstuck, that will empower you and help you to tune into the power of your own mind, to tune into yourself as the divine creator you are, and to tune into your infinite creative abilities to create your life, to create the day, how you want your day to go, to create and choose what is going to happen for you, and to really tune into that knowing that you are a co-creator with the universe. These are phrases that will help you to stop feeling like you're waiting for something, like you're waiting for permission, like you're waiting for something outside of you to move you forward. These are going to help you to move forward from within. And if this is something that you have been working on for a while, if you're really wanting to get unstuck and you're tired of being in the space you're in, I would love for you to join me in my private membership, which is also called the Healing Sanctuary. This is the podcast. In the membership, I have two courses that are going to really help you with that: Act As If and Manifesting Magic. And they are both included in tier two. It's only $15, and you're going to get access to those and to all of my other courses. It's an amazing deal considering that I do sell these separately for a lot more. And when you join the membership, you also get access to all of these really powerful meditations and visualizations that are going to help you to build on and to take action with everything that we're going to talk about today. So what are we talking about today? Like I said, we're talking about getting unstuck, about lighting that fire within and hitting the gas pedal and moving forward in the direction that you choose and not feeling like someone or something is controlling the steering wheel and the gears and that you are a passenger in your own life, but putting yourself in the driver's seat, choosing a destination, moving towards it and moving towards it in a way that feels effortless. It feels as if the whole universe is behind you, carrying you, pushing you with its energy. And this is often the opposite of what we feel when we feel stuck. When we feel stuck, we feel as if all of that energy is coming at us like a headwind. We feel so much resistance and everything just feels so hard. We feel that we're out of alignment. We can feel that things are not aligned within ourselves. And so how do we get unstuck? That is something I woke up thinking about and wanting to do for myself. So that's why I'm coming on here today, because this is where I was at this morning, and I really felt myself just kind of get both fired up and fed up with always feeling myself taking two steps forward, one step back, or maybe even three steps back, or just feeling like I'm spinning in circles, feeling like I'm constantly confronting the same limiting beliefs, negative thoughts, and just feeling like I don't want to live this way anymore. I'm so done with this. And that's when I began to think to myself the first phrase that I want to share with you, which is to think to yourself, I refuse. This is something that's pretty simple. It's just two words, but it's something that you may not do very often, if ever, which is to say to those negative thoughts, I refuse to think you any longer. I refuse to listen to you for a second longer. And it's just like putting up a stop sign and saying, no, I refuse. And we forget that we have the power to do this. I mean, so much of our life is often people telling us what to think, what to feel, how to be our own self, that deciding, do I want to think this? Is this what I want to be thinking and feeling? That can feel overwhelming. It can feel scary. It can feel really uncomfortable. And this was what I was pushing on this morning, was when I am feeling into not believing in myself, when I am feeling that sense of not really feeling safe because I am not cultivating success. I'm not calling in the success I want. I feel that kind of scarcity, that fear. There's a comfort in that because I know it so well. And because there was a lot of ways where I conformed myself to what other people wanted. There was a lot of my life that was spent shrinking myself down, being small, putting other people's needs first. All of this in order to do what we would consider survival instead of thriving. I have been surviving. And so even after I became an adult, I remained stuck in these belief systems, these inner thoughts and patterns that just pushed me down smaller and smaller until I was in the tiniest corner of my own self. And so when I am starting to believe in myself, to tune into my value, to think, yeah, I have something of value to offer this world, that's when that headwind starts to come at me. That's when I start to feel stuck. And I've been pushing back and forth on this for the last, I would say, few months that I've been really pushing back. And it was this morning that I said, I refuse to live the rest of my life this way. I refuse to live not just another year this way, not another month, not another day, but not another moment. I refuse. And so when you are feeling into the sense of it's always going to be like this, this is just how I am, this is just how it is, or I'm never going to get that promotion, I'm never going to get my business off the ground, I'm never going to have the life I dream of, I want you to start to say to yourself, I refuse to listen to that. I refuse to believe that. And know that if this feels uncomfortable, if you feel like you're not really able to speak back to those thoughts, know that this is a practice. Because as I said, I have been really working at this for a few months now and kind of strengthening the muscle. So if the first time, the first few times, you are not able to push back, know that that doesn't mean nothing's wrong. It doesn't mean these thoughts are true. It just means you haven't yet activated that inner voice within you. And how long it's going to take you to start to say in a really powerful way, I refuse to listen to this for a second longer, that's going to be really unique to you. It may be uncomfortable. It may feel challenging. And this is really important to know, because what you want to keep in mind is whatever it is you want, success, personal empowerment, love, it's going to happen one thought at a time. And depending on what you internalized from the world around you, how deep these belief systems run, what you were seeing around you, maybe it wasn't even a lot of messaging you received, but you just saw a lot of struggle in your community, in the people who surrounded you growing up, who look like you. If you just saw struggle everywhere you looked, then pushing back on these thoughts is going to really ask you to challenge maybe everything you've ever known, everything that's felt safe to you. And that's big. That's a lot, but it's so worth it. You are worthy of everything you are dreaming of. You are worthy of that freedom and that relief. And you are worthy of being the change. That's really what is being asked of us, is for generations, negative thinking, trauma, scarcity mindsets have been passed on. And you are the moment when that does a U-turn and something new is put into the world. And that is so powerful. So as much as you are doing this for you, you are also doing this because that is how we create a new reality, one person at a time. We forget how important we are, how important each of us is. And so when we are going after our dreams and our desires, it can often feel like it's for us. And it is. It's for your own happiness. You deserve happiness as much as anybody else. But it's also us collectively choosing something different for the whole world. And that's just so amazing when I think about it. We often look at the really big, successful people like Oprah or Will Smith, and we think they're the ones who matter. But this is a co-creative world. We all exist in a collective, and we are all so important. So that is the first part of it, is just talking back to the feeling and as powerfully as you can saying, I refuse to stay here a moment longer. I have the power to choose my own thoughts. I have the power to stop these thoughts in their tracks. And I refuse to stay here. I refuse to think about this being the next year of my life or the rest of my life. I refuse to think these thoughts that were passed on to me that are not even my own, that do not honor the value of my own self as a divine being. I refuse to live the belief system of somebody else. I refuse to stay stuck, squished down into this tiny part of myself because that is something I learned and I feel comfortable here. I refuse to stay where it's comfortable when I can choose something new at any moment. And that leads us into the second phrase, I choose. Using the words I choose has been one of the most powerful things to me because I, probably like you, was told for most of my life how to think, how to feel, how to be me. And for me personally, if I didn't conform to this, there were very real repercussions. The punishments were real. If I didn't conform to the person that other people needed me to be, the adults in my life, the results were scary. And so silencing my own self and asking other people basically how to tell me how to be me was deeply ingrained in me. And so if you struggle to empower yourself in this way, I totally relate. And it doesn't mean you can't get out of it. And again, as you pull yourself out of it, you are going to feel the knowing that you are putting something new into the world. And you are not only allowed to do that, but you are meant to. You are here to share your gifts, to share your talents, to share not only the unique person you are, but to share with other people what it means to empower yourself from within and not live from that place of fear and squishing yourself down and scarcity and not knowing yourself as an infinite divine being. When you empower yourself, you show other people something different that they've maybe never seen before. Because when you start to feel good, people start to wonder, what is it you're doing? Why are things just working out for you now? So to go back to this, you are just going to start to say to yourself, I choose. And then decide for yourself, what are you choosing? I choose to value myself. I choose to see my worthiness in every second of this day. And when I lose that, when I fall back into comfortable thinking, into scarcity thinking, I will choose again. I will choose my ability to choose in every moment. And for the last, I would say, week, I have been playing with this phrase the most, I choose. And sometimes it feels like I am choosing 100 times a day. And it's just constantly feeling myself going into that belief system that tells me I'm not good enough. I don't have what it takes. I'm always going to be stuck here. I'm always going to feel afraid and behind, and then telling myself, choose again. And it doesn't feel like a lot of effort, even though I am rewiring my brain as I do this. It often feels like it costs me less energy because when I get into that alignment, I return into alignment with my own energy. The energy is now flowing through me and with me instead of against me. That is the big thing about this, is it brings you into alignment and it energizes you in a way where you can just feel that sense of being lit up, expanded, flowing forwards. Everything is in alignment and things just start working out for you, but you're energized and you feel motivated. You feel yourself just moving in the right direction instead of feeling lost, feeling stuck, feeling like you're using all your energy just to get an inch forward. Instead, you're flowing forward for miles. So as you are stopping the thoughts you don't want, I refuse, you are then partnering this with I choose. I choose to be in a receptive state today. I choose to receive infinite abundance and to know I am worthy of this. I choose to allow in the people who are ready and willing to work with me. I choose to let go of that old story. It's not serving me. I choose to know I get to create my life. I get to decide what is possible for me. I choose to know myself in a new way. I choose to know who I really am in the deepest parts of my being. I choose success. I choose to start again. I choose to let go of everything that's happened before and see this as a reset and begin again in the way I want. In this moment, I choose in this moment to start again. And I've lost my way. I'm thinking about what's not working. I choose again. I am choosing a new thought. I refuse to keep looking at what's not working, and I choose to look at what I want. And I want you to, as you do this, practice tuning into what do you want to feel? This is one of the most powerful things I know. And this is what we do in my course, Act As If, that I mentioned in the beginning. It's all about getting into alignment with what you want to be feeling. And so when we are refusing to stay in a place, what we are saying is there's something about this that doesn't feel good. What is it I want to be feeling? And then in the course, Act As If, I guide you through this in a way that's going to feel so effortless and so powerful that by the time it finishes, you are going to feel different. You're going to feel yourself in alignment. And every day of this course has a discussion, a meditation, and a self-talk or auto-suggestion audio. And this course is only available through my membership because it interacts with other courses, including the auto suggestion or self-talk course. So as you are choosing your thoughts right now in this moment, just ask yourself, what do I want to feel? And when we're not in alignment, we often aren't aware that we are feeling things that are not good. We're feeling anxiety. And sometimes it's just a low level, like icky feeling. It's not big. It's not obvious, but it's there of just not feeling great, not feeling motivated, not feeling inspired. And so ask yourself, what do I want to be feeling? And when you get in alignment with what you want, they are good feelings. You feel joy. You feel bright. You feel gratitude. You feel excited. You feel inspired. You feel ready to take action from a place that feels like the entire universe is lighting up and watching and delighting in what you are doing. And so as you are refusing and choosing, you are getting into alignment with what you want to be feeling, and what you feel is everything. Your feelings are radiating out from you like you are an antenna, and what you feel is then reflected back to you. So when I'm feeling stuck, when I'm feeling frustrated, when I'm feeling not good about myself, what shows up in my reality, what flows back to me is just things that make me feel not good or kind of a vacuum. It's like nothing is showing up and I just feel stuck. I feel that emptiness. I feel that void. And so when I start to fill myself with good feelings, I feel a richness that just calls in so much more beautiful richness. When I feel that sense of peace and relief and in this moment, all is well. I really feel myself just come into a powerful space of alignment. And that feeling of peace is one we often overlook. We often aim when we're trying to recalibrate for the excitement, for the big feelings. But peace is one of the most powerful things you can feel. And just try it now. The moment you start to think about peace and look for it is the moment it can show up for you. And as you tune into that peace, just call it in. I am choosing peace in my mind. I'm choosing peace in my body. What does that feel like? And that is actually what we start with in Act As If on day one, is peace, because peace is a very powerful foundational energy that you can build anything on top of. It is the strongest foundation to your dreams, your desires, your new self. As you are using these phrases, as you are tuning into what you want to be feeling, you are going to start to point yourself in the direction of what you want and move towards it. And this is when you kind of clear your mind to being able to focus on what it is you do want. It's like you clear out all of that mental clutter. And now you can get clearer on, what is it I'm even trying to do? What am I aiming for? What do I want to be creating? And that's where my course Manifesting Magic comes in. When you've cleared out those thoughts and those feelings that say you can't, you won't, you're not good enough, and those thoughts are not telling you the truth, that's why you are refusing them. When you clear those out and you have the space to create and to really tap into infinite possibilities. You can use the course Manifesting Magic, which is one of the most powerful focusing tools that I've ever created. And what I love about Manifesting Magic is it's going to help you to really just wire this in, to embody this, to practice this in a way that it will become who you are. You will powerfully focus on your desire so much that you will naturally be choosing it. You will naturally just be pushing away those thoughts that are trying to create and continue resistance within you. Manifesting Magic is essentially a course in tuning into the power of focus and how your focus interacts with the infinite divine guidance and love and support of the universe. It's in some ways a law of attraction course, but in a lot of ways, it's a course in personal empowerment, in focusing, in choosing your thoughts, and in intentionally pointing yourself in the direction you want to go. So that's Manifesting Magic. And as I said, it's included in the Healing Sanctuary membership, which has no commitment. You can come in for a month. It's only $15. You can absolutely complete the course in a month. And while you're in there, play around with act as if, or maybe stick around for a little bit longer, because there's so many things that are going to enhance these courses, including empowering visualizations, which will literally rewire your neural mind map. If you're wanting to learn how to think different, to choose different thoughts, empowering visualizations is definitely a place I would suggest you start with or add in later. And then you can use all of the meditations and visualizations. There's over 200, and these are not just meditations for relaxation. They are meditations that get you into alignment, that rewire your mind. They are created from over 10 years of not just practice, but research and study into everything from neural plasticity to the infinite energy of the universe. I mean, I combine a lot of different things to create the most effective experience possible for you. So when you're done with tier two, if you don't want to continue with Manifesting Magic, you just drop down to tier one, which is only $5, and you will have, and you will continue to be able to use all of those powerful guided meditations and visualizations. So that's the Healing Sanctuary, the membership. But as I mentioned, you can buy Manifesting Magic as a standalone course. So I will include that link in my episode notes, and of course a link to the Healing Sanctuary. And I really hope you have a powerful day today of tuning into what do you refuse, what are you choosing, knowing your power, knowing that this is the day everything changes for you. This is the day where you decide to turn a corner and to move confidently in the direction of your dreams. I believe in you. I am so excited to find out what happens for you. If you want to share anything with me, of course, I'm on Instagram, and feel free to reach out anytime or email me. You can find me on Instagram at meditate_with_Melissa, and be sure and check out the stuff I've been talking about through the link in my episode notes. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great day. This is the Healing Sanctuary. I'm Melissa Field, and if you get a chance to share this or leave a rating, it would really help me out.